The thing that was really frustrating, I guess that might be the word, certainly it was frustrating for Steger, was I was working in Chicago and knew all about Bob Steger. And I knew that he would, you know, sell out huge concerts in the Detroit area and then come to Chicago and play some suburban rock club for like 300 or 400 people. But thankfully that eventually all changed. And I think the first turnaround was probably Ramblin' Gamblin' Man. And then you get the Silver Bullet Band and everything after that. Night Moves, Hollywood Nights, We've Got Tonight, all of those great hits.
Well, you think too, John, that period of live albums. I mean, obviously Live Bullet. I mean, and people think that, well, Bob just went and recorded this. This was the same set they were doing for, what, 4 years on the road?
Something like that.
Yeah.
And, you know, you look like a commie and you might just be a member. Get out of Denver. That is one of my favorite Seeger tunes. And, you know, that album just, he's just a rock and roll guy. What can I tell you?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.